This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, watching the skies. Rain in SoCal. Soggy SoCal. How soggy? Jeff, a very good evening to you. Last we spoke, you were expecting rain. Has it arrived? Is there more coming? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It has arrived. It's not hitting us too hard in SoCal right now, but the first storm of a two-storm set here is already impacting millions of people in the West, from California on up to portions of Southwest Oregon, as well as to the East, to Utah, Arizona, Nevada. So the whole West is getting hit, but it looks like the LA area, Southern California, is going to get hit by the first big punch here, probably 2 to 3 inches of rain shortly.
2 to 3 inches. You've already had a soaked ground. Is this the same as before the Pineapple Express?
It is more of a tropical rain than the freezing ones we had before. Of course, at the upper elevations, it's very cold and it snows, or they get mixed snow, sleet, rain. But down here, we'll get plenty of rain, and it's a warmer rain, but it's a very saturated ground right now. So we expect to see flooding, mudslides, rock slides, that type of thing up in the canyons and hillside areas.
And it hits you hard. Is it to be described as bucketing the way it was last week?
It's hard to say if this first punch will be that way. They're expecting the second punch to be pretty substantial, even though the rain total, the measure, will probably be about the same. But they expect the second one to hit a little harder. And of course, by then, we'll have had all the rain on top of the saturated ground, so who knows what's going to happen.
All right, so we move up from SoCal to the Central Valley, starting in Kern and then moving up to Fresno. They've experienced the same heavy rains that you have, and their rivers and lakes are brimming. Is there any evacuation?
There have been some evacuation notices made in various communities throughout the central part of the state. There are a lot of those places were hit exceptionally hard, had the type of flooding you'd see on TV where water was up to the first level or beyond that in some houses, in some residential areas. And there have been one or two communities that have been totally wiped out by the past floods. So we expect to see more of that. This is going to hurt agriculture there as well in the Central Valley. So that's going to hurt the entire nation because California supplies so much. But we don't know what the final look's going to be at the end of this week. And they're expecting more storms over the next several weeks. So this is going to be something we'll see on repeat, and it's not going to get better anytime soon.
And Jeff, next several weeks, we're coming springtime. Do they give you an end date, or is it just indefinite? The Pineapple Express, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
It seems like rinse, repeat for now. They're saying between 4 to 6 weeks of intermittent storms. But again, after that happens and things really warm up is when they're expecting the real bad problems with flooding will begin, when the snow melts off in the upper elevations, comes down the gorges, the canyons and such to the valleys. And then they're dealing with a whole new nightmare.
All right. We're moving north from you where the snow falls. You've sent me some photographs. It's actually unbelievable. The snow looks to be 5 stories high. That's my estimate. Do they give you a number?
That's exactly right. They've had in the communities where they can measure them against buildings and such, they're saying they're easily 4 and 5 stories high. And you see whole buildings and apartment complexes buried by these massive snow piles or drifts or, just the load of snow out there. And some of these roads where they've been able to get, plows through there, they really have to treat them like they're valleys or gulches because these things are so high and there's so much snow around them. And who knows what's going to happen with the current snowfall that's occurring and in the weeks to come. And then, as I pointed out, the melt off.
Jeff, I did puzzle because I've seen graders working at the Donner Pass. That one shot of people walking in what looks to be a valley of ice and snow on both sides of them. How do they dig out of that? Where do they start at one end with a front-end loader and just keep shoveling? I tried to, because a grader couldn't have done that. Grader didn't start 50 feet high and come down.
It's a constant process. They're trying to wear it down like erosion. And then they have other machinery that you don't see besides the plows, that they have, industrial blowers, and they have other bulldozers and such that push out of the way. But it's a constant battle. And the people of Caltrans and the Nevada crews on that side of the Sierras And even private companies they bring in have been doing such great work, but it's constant round-the-clock work.
And there's more snow coming for the Central Valley?
They expect more snow for the Southern Sierras and Northern California and points east that will be with this storm. And that could be, several inches. They've already had about 2 inches, 3 inches this weekend, which just added more misery to what they're already dealing with.
Now for the photograph that is hard to believe. That's a ski lift. What am I looking at?
You're looking at a ski lift at Mammoth Mountain, which is in the central part of the state. It's a great resort. Been there several times. And those ski lifts, probably at the top of the poles, are close to 40, 50 feet. So that snow's right up near the top. As you can see, the chairs are buried. Much of the mechanism there is buried. Most of the tower is buried. And this is what they've been dealing with up at Mammoth. Really a record snowfall up there. Last I heard, it was, well over 500 inches of snow, probably getting close to 600, if not more than that already. And it's both a blessing and a curse. Great, because they've got that snow there. They've been praying for snow for years through the drought. The curse is it's hard to get people up there. And of course, once they get up there, very few can use any of the things like this, snow lift equipment or anything like that. It's encased in snow all up and down California.
Monterey County, I think this is the high end. What's happened? Last week, as I recall, it was threatened to be cut off.
So in Monterey County, they have had a portion of their, the transit points or access points cut off by slides and by flooding. And at one point, they even talked about, dynamiting one of the major destroying one of the major highways there so they could kind of create a levee. But you've got a number of communities there in the Monterey area that are on low ground and floodplains, essentially. And they've been feeling the rains in a way that hardly anybody else, except for the people in the center part of the state, have. And it's just the waters come in. It's not draining. And it's really ruined whole communities in both sections of the state.
And are they evacuating in Monterey? Was that old news?
They have had them under evacuation orders or alerts. I don't believe any have been, put on mandatory evacuations right now, but they're keeping an eye on things because, as the rain keeps hitting, the situation gets worse. We talk about having saturated land here. They have submerged land there. So there's nothing good happening to them when it rains.
Yosemite. Is Yosemite open for business or buried in snow?
Yosemite, surprisingly, has reopened, but only in a temporary sort of way. So what they're doing is they're opening it basically during the daylight hours, allowing people to come in. They're limited to certain places they can go in the park, but they're not allowing anybody to stay in the park or enter the park after dark. That's really because not just for the safety of the people who want to visit, but also for the rangers and the rescue crews. They're overextended everywhere right now.
Jeff, what is the news? What is the news telling you about the future, about how people are doing? Is there one theme that's emerging? Because we've been wandering around, the big pieces of the state all seem under duress. Is there assurance from the government? Is there aid coming? Are people feeling satisfied that they can deal with the next assaults?
There is some aid coming from the federal government, but really it's still continuing to hit, and people are so... there's so many things. It's like the movie title, Everything Everywhere All at Once. And people can't really grasp onto that right now. And so many people are just trying to literally keep their head above water in many places or dig out from being encased in snow for a week or two at a time. That really there hasn't been much attention given to the future needs of the state. There is the idea that, we've got to start taking care of ourselves because there's nobody coming to help us, or there's not enough that'll come to help us. So there is that concern. But right now, people are so occupied with just trying to survive and trying to make it to the next day in certain parts of the state that they're not really even thinking about where's the aid coming from. The aid that they're hoping for is, are things like, Caltrans to dig them out, or at least the roads out, or the Air National Guard to deliver food to them, or their wildlife, their livestock. Those are things that people are saying we need help with.
Jeff, this is springtime, correct? Sunny California. Are people giving you a reference? It hasn't been like this since, pick a date, 1885 or 1912. Are you getting that on the TV?
Absolutely. That is the common thing that's being said is, you know, when has it ever been like this? I mean, they're really having to go deep in the historical records in many places to make some sort of comparison. And then there are people who are in the know who say, well, maybe we had something like this in 1889 or, you know, some far off date. And other people say, no, we've looked in the record books. Not only are we tied with the most amount of snow or rain ever at this date, but we still have several weeks to go. So the view is that once this is all said and done, once we move into the dry months, they're going to look back at this as perhaps the wettest winter spring we've ever encountered.
Jeff Bliss, Yodeler Bliss, is Pacific Watch. We're going to turn to the story that will be with us after this, the rain and the snow lift, which is the homeless. The governor, Gavin Newsom, has ideas. The new mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, has ideas. And the city of San Diego will touch on all of this because underneath the snow and rain are people who live outside all the time. Where are they now? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.